Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix, news and advice on marketing, media and the web.
Hello and welcome to Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix. I'm Brendan Sinclair and it's show number 49 today on Wednesday the 25th of October 2006.
And I'm Tina Goodman.
How you doing, Tina?
I'm fantastic. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Today we're going to talk about affiliate sales and whether you should disclose your affiliate links or your affiliate sites when you're trying to make your affiliate sales. And we'll talk about a new website that's out that has given certainly me some food for thought with my affiliate sales.
And do you make quite a few affiliate sales through your websites?
Yeah, maybe a couple.
We've
got three or four probably sites that we're affiliates for. And it came to mind the other day when I got an email from one of the sites that we're an affiliate for.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I'd be making any sales for quite a while, but it was because they've changed their reporting and I don't get notified of each sale. I just get told when they've made a deposit.
Yeah.
And they made a nice little deposit that I wasn't expecting. I'd kind of completely forgotten about that affiliate program. So we've got three or four affiliate programs running. Or products that we promote, and that they do quite well. The site I'm going to talk about first is a new site called Pay Per Post, which is a really controversial site that tries to get bloggers together, and a blogger is someone with a website, and they frequently update it with what are called blogs, blogs being short for weblog. Now, the Pay Per Post people get the blogger together with an advertiser. So on my website, taylor.com.au, our main one, for example, is a blog. So if someone comes to me and says, hey, Brennan, you talk about tech stuff quite a bit. How about you promote our bit of software? We'll give you $30 if you write a blog post about it and praise it up.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what this Pay Per Post does. It gets those two together. Now, obviously the issue there, the concern for a lot of people is that editorial control, that editorial independence is completely gone.
Was it ever there in the first place?
Well, for a lot of people it's not. I mean, if you look at your local newspaper, they're very much motivated towards writing positive stories about their advertisers. Same with your current affairs TV shows, your 60 Minutes, all those sort of shows. I would suggest very strongly that there's significant editorial control or pressure applied to what sort of stories are written or mentioned.
Mm.
Now, with getting back to the affiliate side of things, Pay Per Post, the blogger gets paid by the advertiser for mentioning the product, okay? Mm. Which got me thinking, hey, with our affiliate sites, and I kind of think that's wrong, right? And got me thinking, with our affiliate sites, we don't disclose that, hey, this product that I've just mentioned provided a link over to is an affiliate link, which means this product that I've just mentioned provided a link over to, if you buy that product, then I get a percentage of the sale.
I think as long as you're honest.
Yeah, but that's still good.
But it's not dishonest if you're genuinely recommending the product because you're an affiliate.
Yeah, but how do people recognise that? I guess it all comes back to how valuable your content is so that you build that trust with your readership. For instance, on the Tailored site, we generally add a blog post every day or two, or mostly every day. And I hope that the information we provide there is great content. Now, if we started pushing products all the time, started praising products all the time, then you would have to start to wonder about the editorial sort of independence of what we're writing.
Exactly, but I think as long as you stick to products that you generally recommend and you're not just sales, then most people will like the content. They don't mind if you're making a buck about it.
They don't mind if you... Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I don't know, it's sort of... Do you remember John Laws?
Yeah,
how he had that comment.
Yeah.
He's a radio announcer in Australia, like fairly popular, and he was getting paid by the banks, wasn't it, to say nice things about the banks, because previously he was bagging them heaps
and he got paid lots too.
Yeah, and I think that's millions. Wrong because he didn't disclose that. I know there's a few grey lines.
It is a bit of a grey area
because he's saying something that he otherwise wouldn't say just because someone's paying him.
Yeah, well, that I guess that's the point. Would you have said it if you weren't paid? I suppose that's actually not a bad measure, is it? And I would certainly say what I say about the products that we promote as affiliates. I would certainly say it even though I wasn't paid. But then again, I would be more likely to to write a blog post about a product that I'm promoting.
But you're not saying something you don't believe or something that you wouldn't agree to.
That's not a bad measurement. That's a great measurement, actually. The other...
Thank you.
The other thing there is that you provide value for your readership, and if you start to just to promote crap or write stuff that you don't believe, I think it soon becomes pretty obvious to people that, hey, this guy's just trying to sell me something rather than this guy's genuinely trying to share information. And
I think as a blogger too, like your readers and the people that visit your site, they're really the source of your money, because advertisers are only going to pay you eventually on how many people actually read your blog. So you can't afford to put your readers offside.
Yeah, that's a fundamental aspect of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that'll cover that. Now, well, I guess while we're talking about affiliates, we'll talk, give a couple of tips to increase your affiliate sales. Number one tip for me was to build sites devoted to the affiliate products. My website, here's an affiliate, and these are affiliate sites, guys. GoogleAdWordsReview.com is a site completely devoted to reviewing a Google AdWords book. SEOBookReview.com is a book, surprisingly enough, devoted to reviewing a search engine optimization book. Now, as soon as we develop those websites, then our commissions increase significantly from there. We don't just have one big portal site where we mention a product here and there. Having said that, on the tailored site last week, for instance, I mentioned the GoogleAdWordsReview.com website and told people to go and have
You mentioned them wherever appropriate.
Yeah, and I try and do that on the site and link over to resources that I think are useful to people. And like you say, if people don't think they're useful, then they're going to stop visiting and never come back, and there goes your readership, which is a really good point. So the upshot of all that, the takeaway from all that is to, I guess, do what you think is right. If you think it's right to promote your affiliate products and not disclose it, because, you know, disclosing it takes a bit more effort, it's probably not that interesting to the readership, they probably don't care, as long as the rest of your information is good, valuable information that they trust you. So that's probably the main takeaway here. As for pay per post, I really can't see that that being successful for a couple of reasons. Number one, there's a bit of a backlash against it already. And number two, I think the search engines like Google, for example, will very quickly identify which blogs are paid per post bloggers and will then discount those links within the search engines.
I think it's more to do with some blogs are worth far more than $30 a post and some blogs aren't worth anything at all. So
yeah, but I guess you'd find that middle ground. I guess maybe it will think... make bloggers understand the value of what they've got out there, because it's pretty powerful when you get half a dozen top bloggers together who've got big readerships and they push a product, or, you know, or give positive mentions. It's going to be a fairly significant sort of boost to that product or service or company within terms of their branding within the marketplace, because the bloggers do have such great readership. So there's some interesting points there.
But you wouldn't post a blog for $30. You'd probably say, oh, yeah, maybe, but only if I agree with your product and also it's going to cost you more than $30.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would either. Anyway, I think I just see that pay per post as just not quite right. I've been offered that before.
Yeah.
And I've said no, I haven't even given it a thought, because I think once you go down that track, then you're not a independent blogger anymore. If you do it once, you do it twice. If you do it twice, do it 100 times, and then people lose all trust in you, what you're writing, and that's the most important part of your website.
Okay.
So we'll wrap it up there on the affiliate sales and disclosing your affiliate links. Should you do it? Maybe not. And so thanks for listening. As always, if you've got any feedback, shoot us through your information or your feedback there at Tailored, which is our Skype account. Visit tailoredpodcast.com for our full contact details. I will talk to you soon. See ya.
Bye, everyone.
Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix, news and advice on marketing, media, and the web.